Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. Today I want to put your personal and business mindset in the spotlight. Do you remember when you first got given your work title? Or even better, do you remember when you first decided to self-appoint your title on your way to running your own business? It does feel like winning a $1 million prize, doesn't it? So when we live and breathe what we do, we stand taller and we grow more confident. So every day, think and act like the person who you already are or you want to become.
Think and act like the person you want to become. At the start of your path, you'll need to choose a label to represent what you do. Today, you can be someone or something as quick as you can click edit settings on an online profile. That second, you can start reaching out to people armed with your new self-appointed title. These days, you can be anything, anytime. In fact, you can make up any title you want, and no one will give a crap. Of course, if you do so, the problem might be that no one has the faintest idea of what you actually do. You're not a digital marketing manager. You're a conversation architect. You're not working with the brand manager, but the brand warrior. And you're not reporting to the head of HR, but the chief people pleaser, who reports into the CEO, who is now called the Chief Ninja. As painful as these are to read, they're all real-life examples. A bit like when we considered earlier with the labels of freelancer, self-employed and the like, it's helpful to pick a title that people will actually understand and that actually represents what you do. The funny thing is that when it comes to actual comprehensible job titles, such as developer or social media manager, it's worth remembering that many titles we wouldn't blink an eye at today didn't exist just a few decades or even years ago. And while the world is in rapid, constant flux, the need to label what we do is most likely going to be ever-present. Partly because they help others understand what we do, and partly because they help us understand what we do. Depending on your relationship to your work, your title may be worn with pride or used simply for practical purposes, like applying for freelance jobs or creating your necessary LinkedIn profile. But ultimately, they become part of your identity. In fact, the way you view your job title in relation to your identity can be a vital indicator of how to best build a creative business around it. This means you should choose it wisely, as to some extent, it's at the heart of your business. While it might sometimes feel as though you're actually the administrator, social media exec, accountant, and chief teammaker, remember that your job title as a creative is the heart of your passion, and you should wear it with pride. Even if it feels like you spend less time doing that role than the many other roles you will inevitably take on as a business owner. Live and breathe what you want to do. Arguably, when you're starting out, your shiny self-appointed title is more important than a new website or a decent accountant, as it's often the thing you'll lead with when meeting and making future clients, collaborators, or customers. So make sure you pick something you will happily wear with pride and confidence. And make sure it's a label you want to live and breathe. You're finally able to pursue something that you've likely dreamed about for a while. And it should be hugely exciting, so go and shout it from the rooftops. Tell everyone who you are now and what you do. Call your family, message your friends, update your online profiles and social media, because this is what you do now, even though you've got a way to go before it'll sort out your retirement fund. Naturally, this label might feel a bit foolish when you meet a seasoned pro in your field who has many years of experience and proven track record behind them. After all, they've earned the label and grown into their profession. You might be armed with little more than bags of enthusiasm and a freshly printed business card, if even that. And this might make people question your experience, skills, and knowledge, But remember that everyone started somewhere. Everyone had to fake it before they made it, to some extent. So, wake up every morning, say your new title out loud, and do your thing. There's no time better than now, as they say. There's also no set amount of time that it takes to fully grow into your thing. The key is to continue evolving your mindset and believing in who you are and what you can do. Then, a day will come when you no longer need to tell everyone what you do now. People will know who you are, as your actions will have been visible for a while, and the fruits of your labour will be there to see in plain sight. For now, get to work every morning. That's how you earn your title. That's how you validate it for you and for everyone around you.